Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Elder.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me good? There was a little, I would like to do a sound check with a lot of static I heard coming on the reception.
Yeah, you heard. You're good. We hear you real good, Elder.
Okay, you hear me real good. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. It looks like Yah has blessed us, and we came through. Mm-hmm. Our listeners might not know, but I barely made it in tonight. Had to take care of a little incident I had on the job. But needless to say, let's get right into the show. Welcome once again to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elders Show. And tonight we're going to be speaking of he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. Again, he who has a perverse tongue, perverse, that's where we get perversion from, a wayward tongue, falls into evil. And our foundational text scripture is taken out of Proverbs 17:20. It reads as follows: he who has a crooked heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Elder, take it away.
Okay. All right, Toda, Elder. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, we know the evil one is always trying to stop the work of Yah. So, but nevertheless, Yah is in control, and he will prevail no matter what.
Yep.
So, hallelujah. So, like you said, the scripture we're looking at tonight, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 20, he who has a crooked heart finds no good. And then it tells us here about this perverse tongue, you see? And if we look at the word perverse, just look at it for instance. It tells us it's persistent or obstinate in what is wrong, turn away from or rejecting what is right, good or proper, wicked or corrupt, you see? And so, you know, we see these kind of things out here as we continue on in our life today. We see this kind of stuff. Just people don't care about how they speak. And, you know, if you watch TV, some channels you turn on, as soon as you get there, you have to get right off it because of that perverseness of their tongue, you know.
That's
and
right.
That kind of stuff. It's just like they have no shame, you know. They'll just say whatever they want to, any way they want to, you know. And so this is why we're speaking on this subject tonight. We just kind of want to touch on it a little bit so that we can, I guess, warn our people, you know, that don't take it for granted that you have to use perverse language just to communicate. If your friends can't understand you unless you're using that kind of language, and what they can't communicate with you unless they are using that kind of language, you know, because we got people out there, they think that is the normal way to be, you know, have that nasty, filthy stuff coming out of their mouth when they try to call themselves having a normal conversation. We know it, you know.
Hey, Elder.
It's out there.
Hey, Elder, you know
yes.
what?
Mm-hmm.
If I
yes.
may chime in,
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, I don't only see it from the people so-called the worldly folks. I tell you, this group that call themselves Hebrew Israelites, I mean, of course, we're a part of it by blood, but we don't consider ourselves that by religion. You know, we don't look at it as religion. We look at it as our birthright, you know, our bloodline.
Right.
But I tell you, these guys that I hear that so-called, you know, Hebrew Israelites, I mean, they have some of the worst tongues. I mean, like you say, it's hard to get through. If you're trying to listen to a message, it's hard to get through it. And I don't know. It almost like they go out of their way to use foul language.
Right.
Like that's something that's something cool or something, you know, like you was when you were a teenager or something, you want to show that you could use, you know, some foul language. Mm-hmm. It's all, and these are grown men. A lot of them are older men, you know, older.
That's right. That's right.
And mm-hmm. they're using it like they're adolescents. You know,
that's
what
right.
is this? I mean, are they trying to differentiate themselves from Christianity that much, you know, to show that, hey, you know, well, we can curse up a storm. You know, we're the cool religion. We can get down the gutter with people, you know. I mean, I don't understand it, Elder. That's all I mean. I mean, I've observed that, and like you say, it's hard to listen to, hard to get through, you know.
That's right. That's right.
When you try to listen to one of their programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, especially, I don't know why, the Hebrew people, the Hebrew Israelite people that have these, even these programs on TV now. You know, it's almost like they can't speak a normal language no more. That is their normal
right.
language, perverseness, it's perversity, you know, foul
exactly.
language, foul, you know, that's their, they have made that their normal. I don't know if that's what they have to do in order to participate in the program, but what they need to do is that's what it takes to be on this program, these programs on TV and so forth. You know, it's time for somebody to make a decision and come out of that mess, you know, because you can't, you know, you don't, nobody in the world, I mean, the Hebrew Israelite nation don't need these people that are by blood Hebrew Israelites, but yet when they come out on stage on TV or anything like that, they're the most foulest sometimes, in a lot of cases, some cases.
Yeah.
You know, well, they are just as foul as anybody else that I ever out there. You see, and so that's not a good example at all. You know, the world looked at that and they looked at that and said, "Whoa, what's going on? Why are these people? Who they think they funny?" You know, and it's almost like they don't know any better. This is the way they have to do it in order to really be. They allow to participate on these programs, you know? So that's not good. That's not good at all. And that's why we want to kind of look at some of these things in the book of Proverbs, here in the scripture here that we're going to kind of look at, because I was looking at, let me just say, look at Proverbs chapter 1, just starting with verse 1 here. Notice what it tells us. You know, this is good counsel that we want to keep our eyes on, this word of Yah, you know? Because it leads us in a total different direction from what we see out there in the world that are going on, you know. It gives us the right path to walk on, a clean path to walk in, you know. We don't have to be defiling ourselves out there following the world, because that's what we're doing, defiling ourselves, you know, and making ourselves just astonishment, you know. It's not good. It's just terrible. It's time for that stuff to stop. That's all I gotta say. It's time for it to
That's
stop.
Right.
You know, I know people are well, we got free speech here in this country. Yeah, your free speech ain't as free as you think it is, because you're gonna wind up paying a big price that you can't ever get out of. You see, for trying to be Mr. Big Shot, you know. Mr. Big Bad behind out there with that kind of stuff coming out of your lips, your mouth, allowing yourself to be paid into performing in that manner, in that, you know, in front of the young people, you know. So this is what we got to speak about that. We got to show that this stuff is condemned by Yah's word, you see. It is condemned, and so that's why we're talking tonight about this. We want to just kind of take a look at something here, and even in verse chapter 1 of Proverbs, verse 1 tells us, the Proverbs of Shlomo, son of David, sovereign of Israel, okay? Verse 3 says, for receiving the discipline of wisdom, see? Righteousness, right ruling, and straightness. See, that's what this proverb is all about, okay? For giving insight to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. See, he's always, you know, giving us counsel to be an example, a good example to the young, because the young has us, they watches us. And if we deviate from righteousness, we'll be leading them into all of this kind of perverseness, this kind of defiled stuff, you see? And that's what, and we will have to answer for these things. We're going to have to answer for it someday. You may think you don't have to, but you will, you know? Just like all of the other things that the Gentiles has done to the nation of Israel. They haven't gotten away with that, okay? It don't matter if they died 200 or 300 years ago. You know, they're wrong. Is they're going to still have to face it someday. They're going to have to be looked smack dead in the eye by that God, the perverseness, the evil that they perpetrated upon this world when they were in the world, you see? So that's what I'm saying. Don't think you're getting away. You better listen to what y'all are saying, because the judgment day is coming. It's coming, you see? And just because you don't fell asleep early doesn't mean you're escaping it. You're still going to have to come by the judgment seat of Yah, you know? And you're going to have to answer. You're going to have to answer for your deeds that you did while you were upon this earth. See? And that's what we want people to understand, you know? Don't think that you could just think you could escape by dying, you know? You're not. You ain't getting away. You still got to face.
No, he's not getting away. The Bible say is appointed each man to die once, but afterward the judgment.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You see? So this is what we're trying to. Nobody is going to escape, you see? And that's why, you know, now is the time for repentance. If you got something you're doing out there that is not right and that is just not good for the world, for anyone that you associate yourself with, or, you know, you might want to reconsider, you know, because, you know, there's going to come a time when you're going to have to face it again, you see, and it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be good for you, you know. So that's why we're speaking like we are today, you see. And as we go on, look at the words, look at a little bit more Proverbs here. It just gives us for giving insight. This is what this Proverbs is for. For giving insight to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. The wise one hears and increases learning. You see? That's what, you know, now it's the time for us to consider Yah's word, consider what he's, you know, counseling us on. Because I'm telling you, it's not going to be very long. We don't have too much longer, whether we realize it or not. It says, and the understanding one gets wise counsel. You see? That's an understanding person. For understanding a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of Yah is the beginning of knowledge. But of course, you know, we brought this out last week, I believe. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. They despise both, you see? And so you can't let yourself be influenced by a fool. You know, and so when somebody come around you and act like they don't know how to speak to you, communicate with you, unless they got all this perversity coming out of their head, then, you know, to just shun that person, leave, get away from that evil person, okay? Because that's that defiled person, because that's what he is. He's defiled, you know? And so that's why we want to warn you. You know, don't let nobody else come here and have you caught up in their foolishness. Because that's what they're doing when they come to you, you know, with this kind of garbage coming out of their mouth, coming out of their heads, you know. And because Luke, let me just look at Luke chapter 14 and look at verse 11. it tells you something right here. It says here, we look at that real quick. It says, for everyone who is exalting himself shall be humbled, okay? And he who is humbling himself shall be exalted. So if you want to be exalted, humble yourself, okay? Listen to wise counsel, you know? Don't be an idiot. Don't be stupid out there and just going on as though you making yourself something that you're not, okay? Because you can easily make a fool out of yourself if you think you can just continue on out there or just breaking the laws of Yah. When you do that, you're absolutely breaking the laws of Yah, okay? And so you don't want to do that. And he tells us also here, let's see, Proverbs is a really good chapter. It's got some really good wise counsel, and that's why we don't want to ignore it, you know? Look what it says here about, let's go to 17, chapter 17, and verse 19. It says here, he who loves transgression loves strife. In other words, somebody that loves conflict. If you love strife, that's what you love, conflicts. Okay, you love argument and dispute, you know? And you know you got people out there, that's all they want to do is argue with you about anything. You try to say something decent to them, and they misinterpret what you're trying to say to them on purpose, you know? And the next thing you know, they arguing with you, got a big old defense up, like, you know, you done jumped on them or something. This is the kind of foolishness that is out there, you know, it is. And so that's what we want to, you know, just kind of touch on these things, because it doesn't make sense for somebody that, you know, is supposed to be a sound-minded individual, supposed to have all his faculties in play, in order, you know, healthy minded and so forth, but yet this is the only way they can seem to think. They can't interpret nothing that you say to them properly. It has to come out with some ignorance, some stupid, you know, some crazy to prove that they are something. Oh, you know, as though you have put them down just because you said something decent that you know, is okay to say. And then all of a sudden, you done struck them, and they ready to fight back, boy, with their mouth, with their tongue. See? He who exalts his door seeks destruction. And that's what he tells us right there, you know? So you think you're going to be out there doing these kind of things, you know, seeking destruction, and that destruction is going to be your destruction, you know? And that's why it tells us, he who has a crooked heart finds no good. And he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. You fall into evil, you see? And that's not good, you know? Some of these times you fall into something one of these times and you won't be able to get up, okay? That's why it tells us, he who brings forth a fool has sorrow for it, and the father of a fool has no joy. See? So that's why we got to think about these things. You know, we don't want to be out here finding ourselves just not only defiling ourselves, but defiling others too, you know? And we got to think about these things, and we got to realize that that ain't going to cut it. It ain't going to get us nowhere, you know? And so hopefully that these things that we're trying to say tonight will be for those who hit up, you know, because sometimes you say things, people could listen, and it doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to take things in wrong. You just learn from, you know, some of these things, especially when we are quoting from the scriptures. You know, these words are wise. This is our wisdom. It already told us that way back in Deuteronomy. You know, this is our wisdom, you know, and to the nations. When they look upon us and see us able to quote and live according to this word, you see, they ain't going to have to be able to do this and say, whoa, what a wise nation, you know? that has Yah so near to them. You see? And so that's what we want to make sure we represent Yah properly as the children of Israel. You know, because we are His. We belong to Yah. You know? So, you know, that's why we got to understand that. And if we ignore that and just pervert it, then, you know, ooh, I tell you, it's going to be bad in the day of judgment. You know, you had your chance. Yeah.
Elder, that just reminded me. You know, like mm-hmm. you say, we represent Yah. Now, mm-hmm. just imagine for, if you will, even this crooked government in the United States, at least they mm-hmm. have, they know how to use the art of diplomacy. You know, now we know their schemes are evil, but they know how to play the part right, you know, so to speak. They know how to make mm-hmm. it, dress it up, look good. So just mm-hmm. think if there's a diplomat, you know, representing the United States to a foreign mm-hmm. body, you know, a foreign nation, an mm-hmm. ambassador, so to speak. Do you think the government is going to put their stamp of approval on a man who, as soon as he gets out from under their sight, you know, he's going to Japan or something, he's all professional when he's in front of the president and, the dignitary, the congressman. But as soon as he get on that plane and land in that foreign land, he's supposed to be representing the United States government, you know. Mm-hmm. The president's not here, but mm-hmm. he's supposed to be representing the nation there. He starts acting a fool, cursing the prime minister out, you know, calling him all kind of, four-letter words and everything, just mm-hmm. act a fool. Now, how far do you think he will go? You know, he has an evil judge. He has an evil boss. You know, how far do you think Congress or the president will deal with somebody like that as soon as that report got back to them? He'll be out on his back. He might be laying in jail. Might be looked at it as an act of treason. You know,
that's right.
But people mm-hmm. think they can represent the Most High any kind of way. So they have more respect for an evil president or evil elected official, that, you know, they'll mm-hmm. represent them better than they would the Most High. Here you are called by His name, you know, in Second Chronicles 7:14, and say, if my people who are called by my name, here you are called by Yah's name, and mm-hmm. as soon as you have some type of a verbal exchange with somebody, and they look at you wrong or sneeze on you or whatever, you flying off the bat, or if you, let's just say you can't get your point across, and they're not getting it quick as you want them to, or the way you want them to. They might see it a little different. Oh, you become unhinged. Here you go flying off mm-hmm. the bat, everything coming out of your mouth. You might even be ready to fight. I mean, so we don't have no type of fear. You know, the Bible said the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. You know, that's just supposed mm-hmm. to be the base where it all begins. But we who are called by His name, at least you see out in what I see, especially online, I mean, mm-hmm. these people are just out of control, verbally speaking. They have no mm-hmm. restraint. And I got some scriptures lined up, you know. I mean, when you finish, I got some scriptures lined up. You're going just the opposite. I guess they think it's all right. Oh, that's Christianity. Say you can't curse. You got to, you know, act like a little sweet poly pure bread. And, you know, your mouth got to be. And they showing that they big and tough Hebrews. We don't. Man, that's a bunch of foolishness. We don't even fear the Messiah. We respect elected officials and evil judges and dignitaries more. You won't get up in front of a judge, you know, and start acting a fool, you know, verbally cursing out a judge. But you call yourself a child of Yah and you use any kind of language. So it shows where our true priorities are. It shows where our true loyalties mm-hmm. are. You know, we give more honor and respect to evil dignitaries than we do the Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a shame. That's a shame. You know, that's why we look at when we look at the book of Proverbs here, right here, even in chapter 25, verse 6, it says, "Do not exalt yourself before a foreign sovereign, a king, and do not stand in the place of great men. For it is better for him to say to you, 'Come up here,' than that you should be put lower before a noble whom your eyes have seen." See? And over in verse 27, "It is not good to eat much honey. Is it esteem to seek one's own esteem? A man who has no control over his spirit." Okay, that's what I'm going on with that background, that background noise there. But it says, "A man who has no control over his spirit is like a broken down city without a wall." You see? So, you know, we got to control our own spirit. We can't just let ourselves just be provocative or just perverse or defiled. That's what it all boils down to, allowing ourselves to be defiled and doing it before the world. That's the bad thing about it, you know? Doing these things before the world.
Exactly.
Here we are, like you just said, we supposed to represent Yah, and we the one that he even says, "If my people who are called by my name," you see, we are called by the Father's name. Yeah, you know, and it's a pity, it's a shame for us to allow ourselves to get out there and be stooped, and we stoop ourselves lower than the lowest out there. We do that to ourselves. That's what we do when we get out there and put ourselves, lower ourselves like that with this perversity stuff or this type of lifestyle that we have chosen, you know? So that's what we got to understand. This is something that we need to consider. We really do, you know, because if we don't, one day it's going to be too late, you see? So we need to consider what we're doing and change it. Don't just keep continually, you don't have to follow nobody to be an idiot, a fool. You really don't. You can turn away from that person anytime, you know? So that's why we got to work, try to make sure we overcome this thing. Let me just read this real quick, because this is something that we have to consider too. In Hosea chapter 9, verse 10, look like it says, "I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits of the fig tree in its beginning. They themselves have gone to Baal Peor and separated themselves to shame and separated," okay, "and became as abominable as that which they love." You see? Now that's saying something here. It tells me, you know, when you turn away from Yah and go after these things like that, then you become defiled, as abominable as that which they love. You see? Because those things are an abomination before Yah. Can you imagine that? And all of a sudden you think you're happy doing something big, exalting yourself, and you think you got it all going on, and you're becoming more defiled than the evil that you are pursuing. Think about that. Think about that, okay? Because, you know, you don't want to get spewed out. Yahushua would say, "Hey, I'll take you either hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth so fast, it won't be funny." See, so we got to get out of that lukewarm state, and we got to get on fire for Yah again. Go back to that first love, our first love that we had, you know, when we first came into this walk. Most of all of us had a love for this walk, a zeal, like nobody else ever, you know? And for us to all of a sudden become lukewarm, not caring about how we present ourselves before the world out here, you know, that's not good. We become like Satan, you know? Let me just look at this here. Watch this. Look at the attitude of Satan. Now, watch this here. He says, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. It says here, how you have fallen from the heavens, O Hillel, son of the morning. You have been cut down to the ground, you who laid low the nations. For you have said in your heart, now notice this here, he has said this in his heart, exalting himself, let me go up to the heavens. Let me raise my throne above the stars of Yah, and let me sit in the mount of appointment on the side of the north. You see? Let me go up above the heights of the clouds. Let me be like the Most High. Me. Oh, Satan, that's how selfish and how crazy and mad he is, you know? But y'all got a word for him. Y'all says here, but you are brought down to the grave, to the sides of the pit. That's what's going to happen to all of this me stuff you're talking about, what you want to do, you know? That's your destiny, being brought down to the grave, to hell, to the sides of the pit, okay? And those who see you stare at you and ponder over you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook rings, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who would not open the house of his prisoners? You see? So be careful, because if we copy this attitude that we see that is manifested by Satan himself, okay, saying when you follow evil, unrighteousness, this is the kind of attitude you develop, you see? Because you become like what you follow after, okay? And you become more defiled than that defiledness that you're following after. That's what happens to you. And when you do that, hey, you know, you're not fit for Yah's kingdom. And you're going down, just like he says, Satan is going down, being brought down to Sheol, which is a grave, to the sides of the pit. Okay? So that's what we better understand. Know that we can't be messing around with this thing. We better make sure that we remain true, you know, to Yah and hold on to him. Follow him, okay? And he will make your path right straight, okay? So that's why we're speaking about these things today, because we know that Yah is righteous, and that's all the thing that he's going to deal with. If we don't want to follow righteousness, we're going to be spewed out. Just that simple. Spewed out. I mean, out. Just like that, you know? And Isaiah 47:10, it says, we know it's talking about Babylon here, okay? We know who Babylon is. You know, we know that Babylon is none other than this nation that we're in, this good old what we call America. You know, we're looking at Babylon. He says, and you have trusted in your evil. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have led you astray, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there is none but me. You see, this is so Babylon. So this is what we're looking at here. You know, and that's why I'm telling you, time is winding up on this evil out here. It's winding up real fast. And so we better be careful. We better make sure we find repentance in our heart, okay? And, you know, cling to Yah. You know, ask for his mercy, you know, so that we can be able to escape some of this destruction that is coming up on this earth, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. Elder, you still there? Let me see if I can't get you to come on up and add some wisdom to this.
Yes, Elder. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm still here. Can you hear
mm-hmm.
me?
Oh, yeah. Sure
okay.
Can.
Okay, now, Elder, I got a question. Can you hear me clear? Because when I heard you, I don't know if it was my phone, but there was a lot of static when I heard you speaking. It could just be my phone.
Okay.
But I could barely hear you, and I sent you a text. I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought there. But
right. Okay.
Now, if you don't mind, just kind of closely monitor my line and make sure it's not real staticky.
Okay. All right.
If it is, you could break in it and let me know. But
gotcha.
The first
okay.
scripture I want to read. It sounds good now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. The first scripture I want to read, Elder, is out of 2 Corinthians 5 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
5:20 and 5:21. It reads as follows. Now, listen here. This is where you would be without excuse if
mm-hmm.
you are his people called by his name. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20, it says, now then, we are. Yah is telling us what our mandate is. We are his.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to say, now then, we are ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
We are ambassadors for Yahushua. For Yahushua, mm-hmm. HaMashiach. For our Mashiach. We are ambassadors for him. See,
mm-hmm.
he went up to be on high. We are ambassadors, as though Yah did beseech you by us. We pray you in Messiah's stead, be ye reconciled to Yah. Now, I want to read that mm-hmm. in another version.
Mm-hmm.
That was a, excuse me one second, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. I got to get it back. I accidentally fat-fingered it. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:20. What I'm going to do is read it in another verse. Yeah. Corinthians 5:20. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It says, So we are ambassadors for Mashiach, as though Yah were making his appeal through us. See, it's like Yah is making his appeal through his people here on earth. That's his messenger.
Mm-hmm.
That's his mouthpiece. We're his mouthpiece. It's a we, as Messiah's representatives, plead with you on behalf of Messiah to be reconciled to Yah. So, just like it said about fornication, our body is
mm-hmm.
not our own. It was bought with a price, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know that precious price with Mashiach shed his blood. And so it says, how could you take the temple of Yah and join it to a harlot? The same thing, how can you be Yah's representative and let filth and pollution come out of your mouth? I just want to read a few scriptures on this here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go have a little list here. I'm not going to read all of them, but these are some good scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
It says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and listen to this, slow to wrath. You were talking about how angry people be getting, you know, when they're speaking. It's like if we're Yah's ambassadors, it's not like we should try to get our point across, and here we are getting angry because person might not be receptive as fast as we want them to. It's not about us. It's about Yah's message. So if they were meant to get it at that time, the Ruach will do the work. The Ruach is the
mm-hmm.
one that opens their spiritual eye, their spiritual mind to
mm-hmm.
hear and to want to hear. And remember, Yehoshua even says, He said, no man can come to me except they're drawn by my Father,
right.
You know, by Yah's Spirit. So
mm-hmm.
here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the wrong spirit already when we're getting angry and irate that somebody is not receiving our message or, you know, they're not understanding us the way we want them to. We're making
mm-hmm.
it about us and not about Yah. So that's the wrong spirit to start with. Okay, look what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And that was James 1:19. Hebrews 12:14-15. Follow peace with all men and holiness, set apartness, without which no man
mm-hmm.
shall see Yah, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the mercy of Yah, lest any root of bitterness, see, spring up, bitterness
mm-hmm.
spring up and trouble
mm-hmm.
you, and thereby many be defiled. Okay,
mm-hmm.
here we go down the list. I'm just going to let the word speak for me tonight. It says, Colossians 3
mm-hmm.
and 8, it says, but now ye also put off all of these followers, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and listen to this, Elder, filthy,
mm-hmm.
filthy communication mm. out of your mouth.
Thank
filthy
you.
Communication mm. out of your mouth.
That's
okay.
right.
I'm going to skip over some now. It's too many, but I'm going to do this here. I'm just choose some that get right to the point. Proverbs 16:32. And I know you were reading Proverbs earlier. I don't know if you got on some of these, but I'm going to read them again
mm-hmm.
if you did. Proverbs 16:32
yeah,
says, he that slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit, you can say your tongue, spirit,
yeah.
than he that taketh a city. See how mighty it is? A person who could take a whole city. It's a, that
Hallelujah.
Person is just as mighty as that person that could control their own tongue. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody knows this one, Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
turneth away a butt whooping. Whether y'all gonna give it to you or y'all gonna let somebody else give it to you. But it say, if you have a soft answer, it turneth away that conflict, that wrath. But grievous words
mm-hmm.
stir up anger. You wonder how sometime, Elder, you might hear it on the news or you might hear it from a friend, a family member, they'll tell you a story, a true story, but be like, oh man, so-and-so died, you know, and you wonder how they died. It said, well, he got shot, and it was over something trivial, something stupid,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
something that wasn't even significant. You know, they could be it could have started over a sports game. You know, they said
mm-hmm.
one player is better than the other player. Man, no, this player is better than us. Next thing you know, you think it's something light, but next thing you know, they're getting their emotions into it, you know, the bitterness, the wrath, and next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
some choice words come out, and then pride set in. Person say, I'm not going to take him talking about me like that. So they try to one-up
mm-hmm.
him and some more, and use even stronger language. So then the other person feel like, you know, you belittling them. They want to get into something physical now. Next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's gunplay going on.
Mm.
Somebody die over something foolish. Now, I heard a song say we all got to go. But if that is true, you don't want to go over something as foolish as that. You know,
that's right.
But Yah says, a soft answer turned away wrath. Look the opposite of a soft answer. That means somebody don't know how to control their tongue. They give a answer that's full of rage, you know,
mm-hmm.
Bitterness. You know, they escalate. Instead of de-escalating, they're escalating the matter, escalating
mm-hmm.
the trivial matter. Now, the Bible says you'll know his people by their fruit. Is they buy their fruits, as they believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they are of Yah. He say, you'll know them by their fruit. Now, if we're known by their fruit, somebody just keeps going around wherever they go. They're combative, always getting in confrontations. And y'all saying, you know, he wants us to have a soft answer. He say, as much as you can, live peaceably with all men. And here this person is, big and bad, try to go for big and bad wherever they go, always in some in the middle of mix. That ain't the fruit of Yah. That ain't the fruit of the Spirit.
That's right.
I mean, the fruit of the Spirit, we ought to be able to look in this word and see it. The word is saying the opposite of that. So they're operating in some spirit, but it ain't the Spirit of Yah. Okay. It says, cease from anger. This is Psalm 37:8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Okay. I'm going to just stop there. We got our point across. I really had about 10 more, but I don't want to, you know, belabor the time. But, yes, Elder, that scripture says, if my people, so he identified where his people, he say, who are called by my name, call ourselves by his name, he say, well, humble themselves. And that's the root, I think, the root of it. We don't want to humble ourselves. We want to go for bad.
Yeah.
We want to be bitten bad. He said that they will humble themselves. That's the first thing. We don't want to humble ourselves. Well, we can't even get the first base in this matter. We want to show that we're better than Yah in a way. You know, Yah might be nice. The Mashiach might be nice and humble, but not me. You know, I'm his batter in that. You know, I'm his batter in ram. You know, a lot of this spirit has sunk into this awakening, you know, this movement, and Yah's going to shake things up. Because the Bible says you got to be wise to win souls. You're not going to win too many souls. I mean, you might find one or two that just stick to you, that they just love, that's all they heard all their life. They just love that kind of language. But you ain't going to find, you're not going to reach the masses, you know, letting filth spew out your mouth, you know, because you're operating from self. The Ruach has to draw. Remember what Yehoshua say, nobody could come to him unless Yah's spirit draws him. So if the Ruach is not coming out of your mouth, you're not going to draw too many people, brother and sister. You can go ahead, Elder.
Okay. Well, you know, you're right. That's a fact. I mean, how can you expect to draw somebody and all you know is to use foul language, you know? I remember a long time ago when I was out in Oklahoma somewhere and met some young man. We was together. He had to, I don't know what it was he was doing, but we were selling something, and we wound up at this guy's house. And this young man, I was noticing that everything come out of his mouth was foul, vile, filth. It was like he was just, I don't know what how his mother even raised him, the attitude that he had towards women. This guy would just talk like he just, I mean, it's pitiful. It don't matter. He'd do anything to degrade them, to try to destroy a woman. I said, what is wrong with this young man? You know, this guy got a serious problem. He's sick, but he was talking like he was mad at every woman out there, you know? And, you know, it's like, he just couldn't treat them right nice enough. It's like they didn't deserve nothing nice, you know. I was looking at that guy, and I said, man, this guy is sick. You know, I don't know if we may have been trying to sell some vacuums or something. I don't know, because all I know is that's how we wound up at this clown's house. And And that's all he needed to talk about. He couldn't even talk to him about the product that we were trying to sell because he was so mad as soon as he didn't even know who we were talking about women. I said, I hope we don't have them. You know, I hope we don't have a whole bunch of men. Our brothers out here done gone mad, sick, you know, concerning our women. Because that didn't make no sense at all. You know, that's all. And you know, I won't forget that because I was saying to myself, boy, I would hate for him to even meet my sister, you know, because there ain't no telling how he might treat her. And I'll have to come out to him myself, break his neck. But, you know, I'm just saying, this don't make no sense for a young man, a brother, a brood, Hebrew is like out there, then gone mad, done allowed himself to go mad for no reason. I mean, you know, and so I don't know what happened to him in his life that caused him to be all mad, but whatever happened to him, it wasn't that bad that he every woman in the world now to him got a big serious problem. He's got to degrade them and try to do whatever he can to try to destroy them. They can't satisfy him no kind of way, you know. So I said, let me not. I don't even know this guy. I don't even want to get to know him because I know he was making me. I was getting mad just by the mere fact that he was sitting there talking like this. You know, I said, this guy's crazy. I don't even want to be in the company of nobody that's got that kind of attitude towards the women. You know, and of course that's why we have. And I noticed that some cases, you know, we have seen it. I haven't seen it lately. Because I guess I haven't been looking for it no more. But, you know, we've seen some of this kind of stuff towards our Hebrew women from the ones that claim themselves awakened, claim that they know who they are now. It is. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So, you know, and so that's why when I hear a Hebrew one that out there trying to call himself already awakened and he knows Yah and Yahushua and all of that stuff, but yet all he can do is put down the women, you know, that boy don't know nothing but Satan himself. He's possessed by Satan, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You don't know nothing about Yah because you don't walk around and all of a sudden you just got to be mad at women. You are a...
You know, Elder, that triggers something in my memory. Mm-hmm. It was some years back, you know, I lived in an apartment. I was single, and I mm-hmm. lived in an apartment. It was in California. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wasn't, you know, definitely I wasn't in this truth. And
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I was even going to church at that time. Mm-hmm. I think it probably been one mm-hmm. of the times I was in and out of church. But, it was like mm-hmm. a weekend, and all of a sudden I heard this a horrible commotion going on. You know, it was like, you know, like somebody's about to die or something. I mean, you know, like you hear some just stuff banging against the building and everything. It was, and
mm-hmm.
make a long story short.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I looked around, I guess people was breaking it up, but I guess mm-hmm. I saw the remnant. It was so long ago, because this is back in the 90s. I'm just trying to see, did I see any blows? But this guy
mm-hmm.
was looked like he was trying to kill this woman. I mean, beating her. I never saw, I mean, I've seen two men fight before, but I've never
mm-hmm.
seen two men try to kill each other like this. This man was trying to kill this woman with his fist, you know, fighting her like she fighting her like she just killed one of his children or something. I mean, just trying to kill her. I mean, making
mm-hmm.
all kind of noise. And they were outside of all places by the garbage bin. You know, apartments have the, you know, the big bins in the back where everybody could go dump their, and like all around that area and everything, just
mm-hmm.
brutal, bloody, and everything, just a mess.
Man, I tell you.
I mean, to you know, beat her to a pulp. You know, like it didn't matter if she was defenseless, wasn't even hitting back. And all I remember, I got sick, and I don't know, it was just instinct. I kind of just like ran down there, like, what the heck? And it was one guy I recognized. It was my next door neighbor. He was kind of halfway friend. I mean, we wasn't the closest, but at least I could talk to him and see what was going on. And but you know, they had stopped it and everything. I said, what in the mess going on? And come to find out sometime later, this guy, well, there ain't never no reason to beat a woman, but this guy was doing it for the craziest thing. I mean, like I say, Elder, you know, if somebody, you have a young child, and let's just say some old man tried to rape your child, and if you got a hold to him, the hands on him, you no telling what you might do. But this was nothing. This was nothing like that. And I come to find out later by this guy who lived next door to me, he had been over this other guy's house who was beating on a woman, found out that this guy beating a woman was a pimp. He didn't actually live in the apartment. He was visiting. He was visiting a tenant in the apartment who lived downstairs. And my neighbor went down there too. So it was a lot of guys down there. And find out he was some pimp. I don't know if he's a new pimp or whatever. And he was trying to pimp this woman. And I guess he was trying to show off. And he was trying to make this what it was about. He was trying what triggered it. He's trying to make this woman, young woman, do some kind of act right in, to my neighbor. Do some act to my neighbor right in front of everybody. Just you know, just to shame her. You know, just to show how big and how much control he got over her. Just told her to do it. A degrading act right in front of everybody. Just right in front of the living room or the kitchen, wherever they was at. And I guess he kind of balked at it. I mean, you know, maybe she didn't say no, but she didn't do it as quick as he wanted. You know, she probably was a little shy. And they said that's what my friends say that's what triggered. He just went away. I guess he started beating her in the house, and I guess he was trying to get out. He beat her all out of the house and everything. But this man almost killed this woman over his little perverted pride. You know, trying to show that he's some god over this woman. You know, like do this to this man right now. In front of everybody, you know. And that guy's sick, and you know, unless he repent, I hate, you know, it's easy to see where he's on his way to. But
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you one thing. You know, I'm gonna say this, and because you know, I saw. Well, I didn't see this, but you know, it's right there in the same town that I lived in at one time, and this guy. He would go. He had a nice, beautiful young girl, blue girl. You know, here he is. Just because he was a big hustling clown, you know, he just wasn't nice to her. Every time he gets around people, he abused her, and didn't care what he did, how he talked to her, and everybody in the neighborhood knew this young lady, knew that she was a sweet little girl. You know, and they couldn't even figure out why this guy can't be nothing but ugly and nasty to this girl. And she was a little girl, tiny woman, too. And he was a big clown, you know. So I could see why she was afraid of him, you know. And he pushed her around, do anything, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. Just like the word says, you're going to reap what you sow, okay? Because one day, there was a whole a community gathering, you know, everybody's getting together. It might have been like on 4th of July or something, you know. But anyway, it was, you know, everybody was happy. And this clown, when he finally gets home back to his girl, he just had to show his nasty behind in front of everybody. Well, this young lady, he made a mistake that day. because when he came pushing her around and cursing her and calling her all of these names and so forth, right in front of everybody, somebody sneaked up, just put a knife in her hand. And this young lady, she didn't intend to hurt or kill or hurt anybody, but she just lost it. Something else took control of her, and she just swung with her eyes closed. That knife hooked him right in his jugular vein. Right there in front of everybody. Yeah, it took, killed him dead. I mean, he just sat there trying to grabbed his throat, pleading for somebody. Nobody would help him. They just looked at the idiot. Died. Everybody in their heart would say, you just died, dog. You got coming to you. But they knew. Yes, they knew it, you know. And she didn't intend to kill nobody, but she took, y'all took him out through her.
That's right.
Her concern, because boy, he was just unnecessarily ugly and nasty to this sweet young lady, you know.
That's right.
And so, boy, when he did that, that was his last day on this earth. That was his last day.
Wow.
So she just swung.
She just hit the target, man.
She
got the right target. Wow, right in the jugular.
Right there. And all of a sudden he was over for him. He begging and pleading somebody to help him. People wouldn't even think about helping him. They just looked at him, and it was like, you know, all of them were saying, "You die, nigga, die. You got
right." It wouldn't no sense in calling the ambulance. You might as well call the morgue.
That's what they had to do. They called the morgue, when the authorities came out, police and everybody came out. Hey, they didn't even do nothing to this young lady. They didn't even arrest her or nothing. She wasn't charged for anything. You see? Because everybody saw how he did what he did towards this young lady, and they witnessed it. And that was it. They just take that garbage on out of here and bury it. Because that's what happened.
The Bible says Yah is not mocked. It say, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You live by the sword,
mm-hmm.
you die by the sword. So,
he
had it coming.
That's right. You see, because, just because he was big, he had no authority over this lady like that. In fact, she had his children. She had his kids. Yeah. And she, like I said, a young lady just trying to be normal. And this every time this thing, he acting, he can't control his nastiness, So that was his last day on this earth, you see. And so there was no way, I don't think he'll ever see heaven. His butt will be in the lake of fire because he didn't have cancer.
It sounds like it couldn't happen to a nicer fella.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what everybody said. Everybody said,
Wow.
Because, it was sad because, for some reason, we all, since, like I said, it was a big community thing. Everybody kind of was close and knew each other. So, this clown here just had to be a nasty dog amongst the group, amongst everybody else, And so, of course, they had his funeral. And the saddest thing, this young lady, she just started at the funeral. Back then, I didn't know any better. I went to the funerals back then. And just the idea, she just broke down then. That's when she finally just, broke down. All she could do was scream, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to kill him. I didn't mean, that's what she said.
Right.
That's all she could say, But nobody else was crying at that funeral. They knew he deserved everything he got coming, came to him. Nobody cared. They just said, hurry up and bury this trash so that he will be forgotten about. You see, so that's what I'm saying. It's not good. It's not good to think you exalt yourself so high and mighty just because you think you have the advantage of this one person. You can do that kind of dang thing to them, because you can be taken out. You can still be killed, murdered, and so that's what happened to him. So that was the end of him, And it's hard for me to forget that, you know, because, you know, it just makes me, you know, it's sickening to think that somebody else, that's why when I see somebody out there and it's out there and they treating women, you know, like they're, like they are so high and mighty, and especially when the person, you see that the person, the young lady is trying to, doing the best she can to try to please your dusty butt. But no, you're still going to get out there and show you the nasty part of you in front of everybody. Like you are so much, you know? like you are so, like the sun don't rise and set on nobody but you, you know?
Well, Elder, I like to issue a admonishment to the women, young and old alike. Women out there, since we're talking about this issue, I want the women to take a little reflection and introspection too. Not blaming them, especially about the violence, because nothing justifies that type of violence. But I want the women to take a little introspection. And women, if you know that, if you look down memory lane, down your history, and you know either you attract those kind of men, you draw those kind of men, or those are mostly the kind of men that you get with, take a little time and say, okay, Yah, Abba Yah, whatever it is in me, because I mean, some things we're conscious of, some things we're not conscious of, you know. It may be subliminal, but whatever it is in me, Father Yah, if I'm attracting this kind of man, Father, you fix it in me. Maybe there's a little tweaking that could go on to my sisters, daughters of Zion, that needs to be with you. Now, listen, I'm not condoning or justifying the violence at all. That, like elders say, when a person like that goes out of here, I don't think nobody's sad. People are inwardly probably rejoicing, okay, because Yah says he's not mocked whatsoever man reap. I mean, sow it, that shall he also reap. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by violence, you die by violence. So we're not justifying this at all, but I feel for my daughters of Zion, and I want them to know, just take a look. Ask Abba Yah if there's anything in me that's drawn these type of men to me, or drawn me to these type of men, or both. You know, if there's a little miswiring in me, something not wired. You know, if I'm attracting this, you know. And don't just always say, well, when we first got together, he was so nice. And so, you know, come on, sisters, we've heard that a million times. You got to be, if you're a child of Yah, you got to have the gift of discernment. If you don't have the gift of discernment, the Bible says you should check yourself. It says examine yourself to see whether you really are in the faith or not. See if you're really in this truth or not, if you don't have the gift of discernment. You can't just say, oh, he was so sweet, because I hear that so much time. He wasn't like this when we first, and now he's beating up on you every other night. You know, no, you had to get the discernment. And if you know you keep getting it wrong, or you got it wrong too many times, go to Abba Yah and say, fix me. Fix me. So I want, and I know we overuse this term, but a king. I want a righteous man. And we ain't talking about these kings that they talk about online. Everybody's a black king online. Man, these poor, dusty, Hotep Negroes, not only Hotep, Hebrew Negroes, Christian Negroes, atheists, bunch of old dusty, bum, hobo. We ain't talking about, and they call themselves a king. That's why I don't even like to use that word no more. Just a righteous man. You want a priest in your home. In your life.
That's right.
Not the high priest, that's Mashiach. But the Bible says we are to be a nation of priests and kings. So we are to be a priest to the people. They should look at us that priestly is it means basically in that context representative, what we were talking about earlier, ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
We're his mouthpiece. So that's what we're supposed to be to the Gentiles, to the nation. So, but in your home,
mm-hmm.
your man should be the priest. You know, you want a righteous man. Ask Yah to fix it. And
that's
to
right.
fix you if need be. So because we've seen, I'm sure I know the elders seen it. I know I've seen it way too many times where some of the nicest women get with the most doggest men.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And we scratching our head. Next thing you know, he goes beating on you and cheating on you and doing everything. Just treat you, run you through the sewer. And a lot of times you still
mm-hmm.
trying to hold on. You know, like our women love that drama. They love what they call that struggle love. Struggle
mm-hmm.
love. Man, they think mm-hmm. you ain't got no love till you got struggle love. That's a lie
mm-hmm.
from hell. That ain't no love.
That's
some perverted obsession. To abuse. I mean you're obsessed with abuse. And you misconstrued it as some type of love. Don't bring love down the filth like that. Read 1 Corinthians
right.
13. Get an idea of what
mm-hmm.
love is. Please don't use no love in the same context of that kind of filth if you're involved in that.
That's right.
You got a part in that you can do. The Bible says, effect your fervent prayer of a righteous man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
Avail it much. Ask y'all to fix you. But I've seen it too much in my life. These women gets with the dog guys. I've even seen some guy might maybe even act like a Superman savior and help him maybe beat the other guy up. And next thing you know, this woman going
mm-hmm.
back to this dog.
You mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
So something got to be fixed in you, sister. You know,
mm-hmm.
we mean this out of love now. We ain't trying to come down
mm-hmm.
on one side or the other. But we don't want to see you go through that abuse. And if your track record, those kind of guys you've been hooking up with, you know, down history, down memory lane, something that's, you know, look at yourself. Change
mm-hmm.
yourself. You're supposed to be a daughter of Zion now. You don't supposed to, you know, be attracted to that kind of Mary J. Blige struggle love. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Mary. I mean, she make the songs like that. But, you know, if it ain't drama, it ain't love. No, leave that for the world. That's a bunch of old filthy nigger mess. Please, leave that
right.
out. That ain't no kingdom life. Leave that out of there.
Yeah.
Like I told this one right. guy, you know, he's trying to put down black culture and come out there, the people in the hood. I said, man, hood culture is not black culture. I say real black culture. The culture we had
that's
before
right.
our ancestors came over these shores, we wasn't out in the streets, you know, wilding out, acting a fool, you know, selling drugs,
right.
poisoning one another, trying to act all macho and bad, shooting one another, trying to get some street cred by, you know, taking somebody's life like it ain't worth nothing, women acting like
right.
We wasn't acting like that. People trying to act like the hood culture, that's synonymous with the way black culture always was. No, this is the filthy result of years, centuries of conditioning till we finally
mm-hmm.
reached a debased level. This is almost low as you can go. Some of us almost at, you know, rock bottom gutter level, especially when
mm-hmm.
you don't got Yah in your
mm-hmm.
You know, we already cursed for what happened on Sinai. But now,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're trying to live in this cesspool without Yah. So, yeah, you're going to sink to the bottom. You know, you're going
right.
to be the underbelly
mm-hmm.
society. You're going to – that's why people are going to – the other nations, they're going to look at you with astonishment. Like, dang, what's wrong with these people? Are they animals
mm-hmm.
or something? Now, we know we're not animals.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's what
right.
the world – the perception some of them have to some of us. I mean, some of
mm-hmm.
us just live a debased life, you know. You just let yourself go spiritually. You just say the hell with God, with Yah, the hell with everything, you know. I'm living totally for the flesh. So you basically just sold
mm-hmm.
your soul, you know. You basically just sunk all the way to the bottom. And yeah, it
mm-hmm.
it does resemble an animalistic type of life, just like a survival
right.
type life. You're living food, sex, just all the base things of life. That's why, you know, you rob people. You don't care if you walk in a store and you know, shoot somebody and go in and dig in a cash register. You only had $20 in a cash register. You don't even feel no remorse about it. You just ended a man's life who was probably a father, a husband, you know, a son, somebody. You know, man could have been a great member of his neighborhood, his community, and you just done killed a man over $20. That's what I'm saying. You just sunk to the bottom. And that's the way our people would think faster than anybody else, because Yah gave us more than anybody else. He gave us that high calling, that priesthood, that set apart nation. So our curses is going to be more severe. So, yeah, when we sink, when we turn our back on God, but I'm thinking about the King James. I had a King James version open. But when we turn our back on Yah, the consequences are going to be more devastating, at least initially. Now, the others are going to get theirs in the judgment, but at least initially here, because we say judgment first began with Yah's people, first began the house of Yah. So it's going to look more devastating, you know. That's why he says, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Yah say, I could change your condition. I'm telling you, brother, if you don't change it, it's just going to keep going down. Y'all going to let you hit rock bottom unless you change.
That's right.
All right, Elder. I'm going to give it back over to you.
Okay, Elder. Well, I tell you what, you've done good. And, you know, because we know we see some crazy things, you know, going on. And, you know, it's upsetting when you see some things that just out of the ordinary, out of the norm, you know. When we were growing up, I know I came along a long time ago, you know, but things wasn't quite as bad with each other, you know. Really, it seemed like all of the people that I kind of grew up in the neighborhood with, and it was in the country, you know, we didn't grow up in no city. And, of course, during that time, we were we had all kind of control. We were able to protect each other, fight for each other, help each other, you know. And and when it came down to our women, you know, the guys, if we had an affection for a woman, we knew how to treat her, you know, because a lot of us came from a two-parent home. I'm not trying to put anybody down, I know we had both our parents, you know. And so discipline was instilled in our family, you know? Yeah. And so that's why we saw that back in our time, you know, if you did something wrong and your parents wasn't home, your neighbor next door could actually discipline you. And wasn't that said, it was okay, you know? So, but now there's no, with the way things have moved. That's right, yeah. I never forget that black belt that they had, that they used at the school that I went to. Shoot, the teacher could use it and keep you behind good. And if your punishment was severe enough, they even whoop you on your behind. But, you know, sometimes in front of the class, you'd have to stick your hand out and get your punishment. They'd pop you in the hand, you know, but that was a form of a way that they discipline us, because nobody wants to have to stand before the class and get whipped in the hands, you know. We tried to keep it together, you know. But things just have gotten so crazy, especially when we integrated with the Gentiles, you know, because during that time, my time, for a while coming up, we had our own separate schools. We wasn't mixed with these Gentiles at school, you know, it was good because our own people was the one teaching us and disciplining us in school.
That's right.
And so it was just a whole different world back then, you know, just a whole different world. So when we just insisted on mixing with the Gentiles, you know, and that's when it came, all this other crap, because, you know, they didn't want no black person or a brew person touching that little precious child. You know, don't care how rotten he was, you know. And so
right.
these are the things that came with, along with that integration stuff, you see. And it has become a devastation to us because, you know, they figured out how to just treat us much more harshly for any little something that we do, stick us in prison and leave us there and forget about us. Whereas they and I've seen this many times. I don't care what nobody said. Don't nobody tell me that this didn't happen. It ain't happening there because they are lying themselves. Because when black people or so-called black men go out and commit a minor crime, his punishment will be much harsher, you see, than that white man. That's like when I saw that Trayvon Martin situation. You know, got this lawyer getting up there talking about it was the sidewalk that killed Trayvon Martin. You know, and I'm saying to myself, how stupid! How many people? Who he think he's talking to? You know, yeah, sidewalk because of the sidewalk something is the reason why Trayvon found himself wound up getting killed by the other guy. That guy, you know, and so these are the things
that
he
was. Sidewalk.
Oh yeah, he came when he first initial got up there. He the other guy's lawyer, you know, that was one of the things that he did. So I'm gonna show you how the sidewalk. You know, and when he said that, that's when I, you know, that's the part that got me. I won't forget. You know, this, you know, this guy. You know, yeah, that's this lawyer. You know, he blamed the sidewalk, anything, and they brought it, they bought it. You know, the white folks did anyway. I know. You know, you know, so they could use anything to. Justify themselves for doing anything to us that they feel like doing, you know, and I think the Bible speaks on that too. They'll find themselves justified in whatever they do, you know, in these times, and so that's what is going on now. So we just have to be careful, trust Yah, cling to Him, and allow Him to be our protect us. You see, because
yes.
He will protect us, and keep us safe in this dangerous world that we are in, you know, because those Gentiles will use any reason to try to take us out if we're not careful. So that's what we're,
that's right.
You know, and, yeah, because, you know, we saw it happen. We saw it happen by this young lady down there in Texas, Bland or whatever her name is, Sandra Bland or something, you know, saw how they just stopped her. Then this cop took her to jail in the morning, and the next morning she's found dead in the jail cell that he took her to. So, you know, these are things that we have to be looking at and understanding. That's why it's crazy for us to be turning against each other, you know, especially a man
right.
turning against the women, you know, our Hebrew women, you know, and so forth. So that's why we're talking about these things, because it's crazy, you know. A man that's possessed by Satan like that, you know, I hope you don't come across my path. I hope I don't ever have to deal with anything like that, because, you know, ain't no telling what I may be provoked in doing, but I think as long as I can trust Yah, I'm okay. You know, I allow Him to take care of something. Like you read, a soft answer, you know, soft answer can bring down, cool that wrath down out of some cases, in a lot of cases, you know. So hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Elder,
hallelujah.
We got our point across tonight, pretty much. And
yes,
that's up to you if you got anything else, if you want to continue on with anything or so forth. Otherwise,
I agree with you. I think we you know, pretty much covered it as much as we wanted to
mm-hmm.
tonight. And,
yeah.
You know, we'll
all right,
back up same time next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. All right. Well, again, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and we welcome you anytime that you feel like coming on to this show. If you have any questions or comments you want to say, give us go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and we'll see that you have a question or something, and we'll be glad to bring you on in to hear what you have to say, all right? So hallelujah, hallelujah. So with that being said,
hallelujah.
We're going to go ahead. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and say our shaloms, and we hope to see you back next Thursday, not Thursday. It's better known, it's known as Tuesday.
number three,
yeah, that day for our next program. That's the day that we bring these programs each week, okay,
hallelujah.
On the third day. So we'd love to have you to participate with us, okay, at any time. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and say shalom.
Shalom,
all right,
man.
And if this... All right, we're going to go ahead and close out with a set apart musical tune. All right.
Wolf Tribe Warriors. Israelite Static Acts. I praise the Most High, the Holy Begotten Son. I'ma put my soul on. Sign stamp and seal. Put the gold on. Got me defense once a year. I show on. 38 streets of gold. That sound good, don't it? The Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Sign stamp and seal. Put the gold on. Salvation comes once a year. I show on. 38 streets of gold. That sound good, don't it?
Signs make a grown man holler while we live in this stress and play out over this evil dollar. Cause it seems to bring tears to my father's eyes. As he sits and he watches his young son strategize. Now should I dry his tears or should I conquer my fears? While I'm trapped in this land of dope dealers and queers and yahoodas in captivity. Man, it ain't nobody out here that can handle me. Because you dealing with a soldier. And I've been hustling ever since I was 9. But now I'm older. I guess somebody should have told ya that I'm waking people's up as if they smell the Folgers. The lamentations of a Hebrew. I be young as we are. Man, I'm destined to live long and prosperous. And ain't nobody out here that is stopping us. We be them lions of Yehuda. Disrespect me, we shoot you. We got 100 good rounds of scripture. And what we shooting at just guaranteed to hit ya. The royal Israelites better come take a picture. Get written's Babylon. Ain't nobody gonna miss ya. Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Science stamp and seal, put the gold on. Salvation comes once a year, I show on. 38 streets of gold, that sound good, don't it? The Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Science stamp and seal, put the gold on. Salvation comes once a year, I show on. 38 streets of gold, that sound good, don't it? This is for my people who've been here from their history.
That's you.
You really are, yeah, that's the world's biggest mystery.
Uh-huh.
We are the chosen ones, the Israelites. Jacob's fourth-born Judah, yeah, you heard me, that's right. When I say Israelite, this what I mean. We descended from a royal bloodline full of prophecy teams. And we ruled until our ancestors sinned. Started worshiping false gods, following the doctrines of men. We felt some grace, so we're subject to ridicule. A black old nation that turned in was really a pretty jewel. The needs shall inherit the earth. And Bible means basic instructions before leaving this earth. So we cursed and perverse, with his neck and rebelled. We seem hard-headed, you know, you like the Most High tell us. So we got confused with faith, confused with the name. It's a shame we don't know where we came, but look what we claim. While the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, and the leaders is lying, preachers preaching deceit. And your patience possess your soul. And when you see Jerusalem looking past with armies, then you'll know that the Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Sign, stamp, and seal, put the bow on. Salvation comes once a year, I show on. 38 streets of gold, that sound good, don't it? The Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Sign, stamp, and seal, put the bow on. Salvation comes once a year, I show on. 38 streets of gold, that sound good, don't it?
Yeah, ever wonder where you come from? The answer to that question, all my people run from astronomy, astrology, or even tripping on geometry, but never read the book of Deuteronomy. 28th chapter, soaking in, go holler at the pastor. What's worse than crack, I hope about the rapture. The servant ain't above his master, so if they persecuted him, pretty soon I'll be captured. Blood in is blood out, conscious, but I'm still thugged out. order of a Zaylock. Peter had the rope with the sword, 2007. Now it's the Bulldog 24, but hard for the truth. So now death is facing me. Exposed to wickedness of masonry and Israelite bloodline. So I got a long list of enemies. From W. B. Bush to Pharaoh Francis. Hit the president, the pope, and all the fucking pharaohs. The gates is broad, the path is narrow. Matthew 10:31, it works more than many sparrows. There'll be a sword, the five bones, joint, and marrow. Soul and spirit, Hebrew, you gotta feel it. No other choice but to spit it. The world is deceived. Nowadays, you either fool or you're not. Choose your spot, they say they are choosing or not. Burn your democracy, it was established on hypocrisy. Habakkuk chapter 2 is all prophecy. I'ma roll with bed and let you gamble on philosophies. Warrior, yeah, always couldn't work properly.
The Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Science, stamp, and seal, put the gold on. Got me confused once a year, I show on. 38 streets of gold, that sound good, don't it? The Bible's the truth, and I'ma put my soul on. Science, stamp, and seal, put the gold on. Salvation comes once a year, I show on. 38 streets of gold, that sound good, don't it?
All right.
Okay.